You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Gulseth.
It is Wednesday morning.
It is. I thought it was Thursday.
Oops. Yesterday, I thought it was Monday.
Yeah, we are all over the place today.
So we are not the source for you to know which day. If you're looking to know what day of the week it is, don't
check
ask.
Check your phone.
Check your calendar.
Don't listen to us.
It's Wednesday, June 6th. I have it right here in front of me on the screen in front of me. It tells me what day of the week it is.
Yeah.
What if that were wrong one day?
That would not be good. Don't we get that from like the cloud or something?
We do.
Well, that would be really bad.
NTP, Network Time Protocol, I think is what that stands
for.
Yeah.
Our listeners just learned something that they probably didn't want to know.
Relying on technology for the time and the day and the date. Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, calendars were new technology back in the day, probably.
They were.
You know.
I'm not very good at using those either.
No, I'm really bad. I always buy them thinking I'll use them, and then I get to about June or July, and it's empty for the rest of the year. So bad.
Usual coffee question. What's the coffee this morning?
Costa Rica.
Ooh, very good.
It's very good.
Tropical.
I need my caffeine today.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Thanks for underwriting the Coffee Hour. Find them at cuw.edu, Concordia University, Wisconsin. A unique event coming up in the near future.
Yeah.
We talk about Missouri Association of Creation right here in St. Louis a number of times, especially when we get to have Pastor Worth in to talk about creation topics here in the Coffee Hour. They have a special presentation coming up. Well, it's their monthly event, but this particular presentation I think is pretty unique. In studio today to share with us about that is Marv Schaefer. He's the president for the Missouri Association for Creation. Marv, thanks for coming over to the Coffee Hour this morning, spending some time in studio with us.
Well, I appreciate the invitation. Thank you.
You've been president of the Missouri Association for Creation for a little while now.
Yeah, a couple of years.
Yeah. What got you involved in the Missouri Association for Creation?
Well, it was pretty wild, actually. I'm a 67-year-old man, and I didn't come to the Lord till I was 50. And he led me down this creation path where I just got more and more interested in it. And I started going to the meetings, the Missouri Association for Creation meetings. The association's been around since the 70s, and it's a, you know, not-for-profit education group. And at any rate, I started going to the meetings, and I just got more and more interested in the subject and dove deeper and deeper. And actually, about 6 or 7 years ago, I approached them about starting a speakers bureau, which we did at that time. And it still exists today, and, you know, we're anxious to get out and speak at churches around the metro area. We've gone as far south as Cape Girardeau. We've been in Jefferson City. We've even ventured into Illinois a few times. So,
cross the river.
Right.
Out of Missouri into Illinois, the Missouri Association for Creation, venturing, expanding those boundaries. You have an event coming up. Your monthly event is coming up Monday, June 11th, right here at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere. And we get to talk about St. Paul's from time to time. Lots of great things, lots of great music there.
Yeah.
And now hosting Missouri Association for Creation regularly. The event coming up, the monthly event, is More Than a Savior. And the topic caught my eye when I saw the name in the email. Quite often we think of Jesus, you know, as Lutherans, we believe in the triune God, and we just had Trinity Sunday with the
Athanasian
Creed.
It's the best one.
Not three gods, but one God, three persons. But we often think of Jesus quite often only as Savior. We don't think of him as part of creation. Why is this that we think of him as Savior? We don't think of Jesus being a part of this creating work of God.
Well, I think it's, you know, as far as his sacrifice that gains us entry into heaven, obviously, as Christians, that's the primary thing as far as we're concerned. That gains us entry into eternal life with him. But there's other significant points to make. He's not only the creator, the scripture tells us he intercedes for us with the Father, and also says he will be the judge ultimately. Colossians 1:16 says, as far as creation is concerned, it says, "For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him." A point to be made here is our Savior came to save that which he himself had created. I think that's a significant point.
Yeah. Well, I know in our catechism, we have those titles, and it says the Father, Creator, the Son, Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit, Sanctifier. So it's like we get these little boxes and maybe don't always see how it's triune, three in one. And, so, yeah, that's a very interesting point.
Well, I'm sorry. Scripture tells us in John 1, in Hebrews 1, in Colossians 1, also tells us in 1 Corinthians, I believe it's 6, that Jesus is the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
So God saw fit to mention it 4 times and by 3 different writers.
Yeah. So, you've mentioned it a few places, but where else in Scripture do we learn of Jesus' creativity?
Well, obviously, there's no better place than Genesis 1 and 2. Genesis 1 is the creation account. 2 kind of fills in the details. But one of my favorite places is in Job. In Job chapter 31, Job kind of goes through his, I guess you'd say, woe is me. And then Elihu takes a shot in the next 6 chapters at answering him. After that, it says the Lord answered him from the whirlwind, and he says, "Where were you when I created the heavens and the earth?" And he goes on for 2 chapters then to talk about the power and creativity of what he did. And when he's done there, Job just kind of says, I think I'll just shut up here. But then the next 2 chapters in 40 and 41, he goes through it again. There's some other wonderful places, too. Psalm 104 is it's almost like a poetic version of the creation account. Psalm 8. It's interesting that in the New Testament, creation, and when I talk about creation, I'll say Genesis 1 through 11, not just the creation account, but the flood and the Tower of Babel. It's mentioned 60 times in the New Testament, and it's mentioned by every single New Testament writer. And in fact, Jesus refers back to these accounts 16 times. He refers to Genesis 1 through 11. So the New Testament writers, obviously, this was historical from their point of view. And when we talk about the theory of evolution and, all these other things that come flying at us from the culture today, we need to stand on that. It is a historical account of what happened.
And if this history of creation is true, the God who created the world, the God who created all of creation, then we can trust the history of salvation as well, the same God, the same history. But to dig into that more, you have to come check out the event coming up, the Missouri Association for Creation Monthly event. That's coming up Monday, June 11th at St. Paul's. What do we need to know about these gatherings? They meet at St. Paul's now regularly, is that right?
Right. Typically, we're on the second Monday of every month. There'll be signs there at St. Paul directing you to where we will be. Typically what we've been doing is showing a creation video and then having a discussion afterwards. It's usually a topic that concerns a refutation of the theory of evolution and then along with the scriptures that would support our side of the view. This is a little different in that we really want to dive in, or what I'm going to do is dive into Christ as creator and, not just the fact that he is a creator, but what does that mean in the totality of things?
Mm-hmm. So this is coming up Monday, June 11th. What time is that?
7 o'clock.
7 p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, meeting with Marv Schaefer, president of Missouri Association for Creation, and then continuing throughout the summer as well. I'm excited about, can we share some news about October?
Absolutely.
What's coming
sure.
in October? We'll just give a little hint. Something exciting that you and a bunch of partners are working on bringing to St. Louis.
Right. We have a... there's a mobile creation museum. You can find it on the internet at semisaurus.com. Semi like a semi tractor trailer.
Oh, I get it now.
S-E-M-I. S-A-U-R-U-S .com. And they're based out of Nebraska, and we've actually partnered with Lutherans for Life to bring them into St. Louis. They'll be at the Lutherans for Life conference on Friday and Saturday, which I think is October the 12th and 13th. And then on the Sunday and Monday, they'll be at St. Paul's Lutheran in De Pere. They'll be at Zion Lutheran on Tuesday and Wednesday in Harvester. And then they'll be at New Community Church for a couple days. And we're trying to fill in the schedule. There will be some times there that won't be available to the general public. As an example, when they're at St. Paul's Lutheran, there will be time set aside for the school kids there to go through. But as we develop all this, we'll have the information on our website, what times they'd be able to, the general public would be able to attend and what have you. So we're excited about that. It's there's some very interesting things that he has in this museum. It's a 48-foot trailer that he's turned into a museum.
Well, we'll be excited to get more news about that this fall in October. The MAC event, the Missouri Association for Creation, coming up this Monday, June 11th at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, 7 p.m. More than a savior. Marv, thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour.
Right. No problem. I appreciate it. And they can find out more about any of our events at mocreation.org, mocreation.org.
Coming up in just a little bit, Lutheran Bible Translators, they're preparing new missionaries.